everybody here. I'm Graham from the Mosquito Fleet. We're an organization, direct action organization, that does fossil fuel resistance on all waterways in the Pacific Northwest and the Cascadian Salish Sea region. We have been doing this since about 2011. You may remember some of the work that happened around the Shell No campaign, when the coalition of folks up and down this coast have been fighting this, some for over 25 years, helped defeat Arctic drilling, as well as many of the campaigns, including the Trans Mountain Pipeline, which is three times the size of Keystone and literally would be the end for us on this coastline for fossil fuel resistance if we can't stop this pipe. The campaign's ongoing. We're going to have some updates about that. And today we've got a number of wonderful speakers who are going to talk about different struggles in this region. This place that we're in right now, as we look around here, this is the Port of Vancouver. And through this port, it's supposed to be a green port. It's supposed to be a place where the transition, the just transition, is happening. And a little over a year ago, we actually came to find out that this port was shipping tar sands pipe for the Trans Mountain Pipeline into the port, onto rail, and going up to Canada to be put in the ground. And given that this is a public port, given that this belongs to the people, we're here today to send a message to the port that never again we are not going to have oil, coal, and gas material moving through this port.
And what they want to do is they want to build a whole new pipeline. They call it an expansion, but it's a new pipeline. And if they get their way, about 900,000 barrels of dirty tar sands crude will be moved from Alberta to the Salish Sea every single day. Under operation. 900,000 barrels a day of dirty tar sands. Y'all know what tar sands is? Yeah. Diluted bitumen, they call it. It sinks. You can't clean it up. Also, there's this whole thing called climate change. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Can we afford to be digging up more fossil fuels?
No.
And burning them?
No.
No. Even NASA says if you continue to develop the tar sands, it'll be game over for planet Earth. That's coming from NASA. So it's a no-go. Well, what happened in the news this week? Did anybody hear? We had the leading court cases have been led by First Nations in British Columbia, the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, the Coldwater Nation, Sequetmec Nation. They've been leading this fight for years, and in the latest round of battles in the courts, they appealed the approval of this pipeline by the Trudeau administration, on the grounds that they were not properly consulted. They made an official ruling in the Federal Court of Appeals that the government properly consulted First Nations. We say that's a load of BS. It's not only a failure to consult, but it's a travesty of justice. The same institutions that own the pipeline are regulating themselves and taking themselves to court. Those of us around here, we're not just waiting around for the courts to do the right thing, are we?
No,
we're taking matters into our own hands, and we already have been. What do? We just stand around and look the other way?
No,
we got out there. We took it to the streets and the rails and onto the water. Got out there with our allies from Rising Tide, and we directly confronted the shipment of pipe through the Port of Vancouver.
All right, you look good out there. Look strong. Look beautiful. You look like the defenders of Mother Earth and the children's future. I raise my hands to you, Siem Nishtelecha. Raise your hands to each other. I am from Coast Salish Territories, and it's an honor to be here on the Chinook Territories, Cowlitz Territories. OCM, I'll introduce myself in our language. OCM Nishtelecha, Nishtelecha Siem. Chenawai Quenchquela Quensatia Quachio Siem Nishtelecha. Iasin Tachel Swahela Siem Nishtelecha. Chioktin Sinasnat Chileitsin Utksain Achleatula Osiem. Ne Achnaha Chiakon Nishtei Ahaha Tungalta Osiem. Ne Achnaha Chiakon Nishtei the Stalika Moksain Athla Leatula Masi Hai Osiem. I just said good morning. No, I just said, just kidding. I just said, it's good to see you all. And I am Chioktin, English name Paul Wagner, founder of Protectors of the Salish Sea. And we're here as one voice. We're here as one heart and one mind and one prayer and one house. We're here as Natsamat. Can you say Natsamat? That's our way of saying that we are one. We are one people. We are all the people of Mother Earth. We're one family. We have our different ways and our different tribes and our different cultures, but we are a human family that needs to stand up and have a voice and have a prayer. We need to have a prayer for our Mother Earth. We have to have a prayer for the children's future. We need to have a prayer for our salmon and all the beings that depend upon them. And that prayer is powerful. That prayer is not just a hope. I had the luxury of being corrected by one of our elders once. We walked from Lummi over to Simiamu territory in prayer to stop an LNG pipeline that would go from there over to our Kwisanich. And after I spoke, the elder came up to me and he said, "You said the word hope." And I said, "I know, CM. I know that we are prayerful people. So I have no hope for any of this. I have a prayer for it. Our prayers are powerful. They transcend all things in the spiritual world that we live in. So when we come together, we have to know that we're the voice of Mother Earth. We're the voice for the voiceless. And we're the prayer for the children's future and for solidarity of sovereign nations and nations that never signed away anything to an illegitimate government of British Columbia."
All that you see here has a spirit, even the land that we walk on. So don't forget that. Can I just ask you, you know, I know it gets hard being a water protector, a land defender, a freedom fighter, whatever you want to call it. I know it's hard, and it's easy to give up, and it's easy to feel like these corporations are winning, like the government has more power over us. But the reason they take so much action to stop us is because we're powerful. We have the power. We outnumber them. They try to make us believe like we're minorities, but when we come together, we are the majority. We hold the power. We can overthrow the people who are bringing so much destruction to this land. You know, and if that's what it takes, if they don't listen to our demands, I know I can't speak for all of us, but for me, I'm ready for that. If you can't respect life, we're gonna have to take you out of that position of power, because that's all we have. We don't have time to waste anymore. We need to act now. There's no more waiting. The time is now. So thank you for being here. Don't give up. Keep marching. Keep fighting. Keep speaking. Keep praying. Keep singing. Keep going. Thank you.
So Tanse, S.A. Niki Kashun. Je suis Métis et Nihaya Iskiyu. My name is Essé. I am a Métis and Cree woman from what is known now as Treaty 6 Territory in Alberta, Canada. I am honored and humbled to share words today with you relatives. I sat for a long time with numbers and statistics, but my heart and my spirit told me to use the words that describe what it's like to be a First Nations woman amidst a climate and global crisis. So if I may. They brought with them disease. Disease of the mind, disease of the body, disease of the spirit, disease of ownership and greed. They came with want, unaware of what they truly needed. They told us we were inferior, for simplicity was the cure to their disease. But when you carry an illness for so long, the pain becomes familiar, and familiar becomes safe. This is why we are here today, for this is the new genocide, veiled by the promises of a robust economy. The truth of the matter is, the only people benefiting are the ones who bought and sold the land that never belonged to them. These are the cowards who can't see past their own noses and bank accounts, let alone see environmental security for the next generation. Even their own children's future and Earth is at stake, but that doesn't damper their entitlement. Oil money does not benefit communities of any sort. Oil money is just as toxic as the viscous fluid it's derived from. When it is used, it taints the product bought and sold. It is widely known that pipelines are routed through rural communities, through tribal lands and isolated areas. This reality, alongside a lack of regulation for the outsiders occupying man camps, those who are desecrating the land for the price of oil are also shamelessly getting away with plaguing our women with their disease. They are negotiating their wants on sovereign bodies, often leaving them lifeless on their path of destruction. I have had the honor and privilege of traveling across Turtle Island to stand with many relatives in their fights against the expansion of profit through tubes in the ground. Last year in Minnesota, while attending an event in Duluth, I met a relative who told me about the excavation of a pipeline that was laid in the early 50s. Underneath it laid the remains of one of our sisters, hidden away for nearly 70 years, buried in secret. In my homelands, roughly 15 years ago, the RCMP was forced to create a task group to begin addressing the epidemic of MMIW G2S. As of yesterday morning, the same group charged with the protection of this disproportionately marginalized demographic forcefully arrested and moved Indigenous peoples from their own lands to make way for the very system that created the epidemic to begin with. I have no home to go home to. The land that I know has been torn up by progress and greed. I do not want any of my relatives to feel the same pain I have, but I fear more disease will be spread before they come to us pleading for the cure. Or maybe this truly is their last attempt at genocide. Because when you kill the land, you also kill the people. Indigenous peoples are the land, the waters, the kin to the finned, feathered, and four-legged. We are the host peoples, the protectors, and ultimately the cure. My fear is the familiarity of illness has become so ingrained that they will never listen, let alone learn. They brought with them disease of the body, disease of the mind. They brought with them disease of ownership and greed. Since stepping foot here, their disease has impacted our peoples, polluted the waters and the lands, and in the year 2020, they are continuing the legacy of genocide, veiled by the promise of a robust economy. Thank you, Creator, and grateful to you, aka my relatives, for listening today.
This is news to me, y'all. Should we read the letter? Do y'all want to hear the letter?
Yeah!
Again, this is breaking news. Okay, in the words of Port CEO Juliana Mahler, "Dear Port Commissioners, please accept this letter as notice of my resignation from my position as CEO of the Port of Vancouver, USA. I wish for my resignation to be effective immediately. I have come to this conclusion after considering the impact of my decision-making in this position of power. Specifically, I am ashamed of my decision to import pipeline infrastructure for the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion, which is being built in Canada. This decision was not aligned with the following official values of the Port of Vancouver, which are: keeping the air, land, and water around us clean is a top priority at the Port of Vancouver, USA. We believe that environmental stewardship and economic development can coexist, and as a part of our community, we are committed to doing our part. That's why we take a proactive, innovative, and integrated approach to sustainability, compliance, pollution prevention, and natural habitat protection." Juliana continues, "I am aware that tar sands crude produces 15% more CO2 emissions than conventional oil, and that exploiting the Alberta tar sands would mean game over for the climate. I am aware that mining tar sands involves creating toxic tailing ponds that can pollute groundwater and rivers, threatening drinking water and fishing. I know the Trans Mountain Pipeline would create a 700% increase in oil tanker traffic in the Salish Sea,
threatening endangered orca populations. And importantly, I know that the pipeline would violate indigenous sovereignty on unceded lands. I apologize for allowing planet-destroying infrastructure to come through the Port of Vancouver. I apologize for accepting shipments of infrastructure used to seal sovereign and unceded indigenous lands, specifically of the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, Squamish Nation, Coldwater Nation, and Sequetmec Nation. I encourage you to hold my replacement to higher standards that reflect the values of the Port of Vancouver. Sincerely, CEO Juliana Marler. What do you think? This is some news. Anybody who wants to help us deliver this message to the Port Commission, follow the letter deliverers, and I think we should go tell them now. What do you think? All right, thank you so much, everybody. Let's go do this.